Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
General observation of the morning.
Yes, General.
General. Looking good, General.
Thank you,
thanks.
General.
That's my general observation of the morning. Is the internet slow today?
General observation?
That's a general observation. You were having issues earlier.
I was?
Yeah. I thought you said something, your page wasn't loading. I just took a mental note. We were having some issues at home
really?
Last night. Yeah.
I don't know. That I didn't make a general observation.
That's the problem. You're not observing generally enough.
I need to be more observant.
Generally and specifically.
Specifically on speeds of internet.
Among other things.
This was at your home too? Wait, it's home and work?
So last night...
Like the whole internet is slow?
That's my observation,
whoa,
generally speaking. It's
whoa,
all of the internet. It was just odd. We were on separate levels and, you know, I've got multiple devices running and TVs on the, everything's on the internet.
Yep.
And it just seemed like
wait,
things were taking a while to load last night.
We did have a moment. We were watching an episode of The Bear.
Yes.
And all of a sudden it was like, hang on a second. I need a minute. And the little screen popped up. I don't remember exactly what it said. I'm paraphrasing.
But that's the voice of it.
Hang on.
Just a second. We'll be right back.
I'm going to need a minute. And then...
Was it just getting too intense?
As soon as I said, "Ah, come on!" And then it was back.
What time was this? Was there a glitch in the Matrix?
Maybe. It was around... Probably in the 7 o'clock-ish hour.
Yeah, that'd be about right.
Yeah?
Weird.
It was before I had had my sweet treat.
Wait, what? Shannon had a sweet treat last night, too. I didn't get a sweet treat.
You didn't get a sweet treat?
No.
That's on you, man.
That is on me.
Yeah, there was ice cream bars in the freezer, so.
She kind of sent me downstairs to do laundry. I think that was an ulterior motive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You had to do laundry.
Uh-huh. I was doing laundry, and then we reversed locations, and I came up to put the dogs to bed.
She took care of the
and there
sweet
was a
treats
bowl in the sink that clearly had chocolate sauce on it.
Huh.
Sweet treat. What was your sweet treat last night?
I had an Oreo bar.
What's that?
Oh, it's delicious, Eric.
Sounds great.
They took like cookies and cream ice cream.
You just took two of my favorite words, Oreo and just bar.
Bar. Just any bar.
Yeah. And you put them together.
They took like cookies and cream ice cream.
Yeah.
Put it on a stick. And then they dipped it in an Oreo coating that's kind of like a dark chocolate, but it's got little bits of Oreo cookie in it, too.
So it's a frozen delicacy.
So good, but it's kind of gritty. You know how,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, because you get little pieces of Oreo.
The filling is kind of like...
There is also something to that cream.
It's a sandpapery...
Yeah.
It's probably sugar. It's probably
that's
just
okay,
straight sugar.
I'm okay with that.
Delicious.
Yum.
Yeah, I recommend. Now, there's only 4 in a box, which is unfortunate, especially if you share...
Well, you got a
there's
house 4
in
four.
Our I know. Well, that's the problem is I want them all, but people keep eating them.
Do you have a house where you actually put names
no
assigned to whose food it is?
No, although...
We never had that growing up, but I bet there's some houses that have to do that.
Yes. There's certain things, but it's also kind of obvious. Like, Nick likes walnuts. That's his
so
guilty pleasure,
there's
I guess
just bags of walnuts everywhere?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone's going to touch those.
Don't worry. Those are yours.
But put my name on them.
I'm not looking to make cookies worse. I'm just...
Walnuts.
Yeah. He likes to snack on them.
It was in a random... Oh, we were in the Denali National Park, and they give you a little box snack, and you get like a turkey stick.
Yeah.
It's very... You must be hiking today.
Yeah, you
and
need
then,
protein.
Yes, and then it was like trail mix, but it was like seeds and walnuts.
Oh,
I think they wanted you to feel like you were actually out of the bus with what you were eating in the bus.
Yeah,
it wasn't great.
No, no.
But then they gave you a bag of cheese puffs, so that was fine.
Hey, they redeemed themselves.
They made up for it.
They've had some yeah feedback that people don't like the nuts and seeds.
So it's like, give them a big bag of cheese puffs
yeah
and still keep the nuts and seeds because we bought them by the bulk.
It's all about balance, you guys.
It is.
Yeah.
That's also nature in a box.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I didn't think of that. It's a metaphor.
Oh.
It's a metaphor.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Beautiful
okay
metaphor.
We've got a lot of things figured out. We got
what?
The internet figured out. I now have a new sweet.
We didn't solve it, but we did.
We had a general observation.
General.
General. I got a new sweet treat I got to buy.
You got to check them out.
Oreo bars.
I think
on a
that's
stick
what it's
or
called
not on a stick?
On a stick.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's one of the nice ones where it's like like the tongue depressor where it's a little bit wider.
Do they have, you know, my addiction to Crackle?
What?
Do they have Crackle bars?
Crackle bar?
Yeah.
Bars? Ice cream bar? I haven't.
Why not?
Not that I've seen.
Take it from a guy who loves the Crackle.
Yeah, hard into Crackle.
I am hard into Crackle.
That's right. I have not seen. I've seen like Twix, M&M's, like ice cream sandwiches.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a lot of candies do get turned
Snickers,
into ice cream.
I've seen frozen Snickers.
Snickers. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Keep on the lookout.
I will.
Crackle ice cream.
Please do. Let me know so I can have my hookup.
I think it's hard with the rice stuff might get mushy.
Probably.
We could science
this.
When
you freeze it.
You can science and figure it out.
Science any dessert.
Science it up.
Please do.
The song of summer. We are in August. You're starting to get a little, I don't know, the temperature doesn't indicate it, but maybe whiffs of pumpkin spice are filling
your mind. We're almost there.
Almost.
Almost.
And yet, what is the song of summer?
Who is deciding this?
I knew you were going to ask me that. I don't want to reveal my sources.
That's fine. That's
my
fine.
My source is CNN. CNN.
Wolf Blitzer picks the song
Wolf
of summer.
Wolf Blitzer will call the song of summer. We are projecting it in Z Sleaze.
Let's go 645. To the big board.
I'll tell you what Wolf Blitzer has to say coming up in Z Sleaze. And oh my goodness, a zoo in Denmark made a bit of a splash after they made a post on social media. And this particular post, they asked people, hey, did you know that you can donate your pets and we can feed them to our lions?
No.
What are you, what?
Wait. That, wow.
wait, what? What?
No, but, huh.
Stop, no, you're sick.
You didn't have to clean a dog's diaper three times last night.
I know, but listen, they are not looking for dogs and cats. They were talking, which they didn't indicate, and people are like, what are you talking? Why did they give you my dog? They are asking for any, like, pet rabbits or chickens.
But still, they're pets.
You said pets. Why did you say pets? Just ask for donation of livestock.
Livestock is
livestock.
What you're after.
They asked for rabbits, chickens, guinea pigs.
Whoa.
And small horses. What? No, you can't have my horse. Not even the tiny one.
But maybe if it's, you know, if I donate it, do I get a watch?
So
is my next question.
It has to be healthy.
I know that's morbid.
One thing is it has to be healthy. They will euthanize the pet ahead of time and then feed it. It's not like you're going to watch
the animal.
It's not
Hunger Games.
No, you're not going to watch them
hunt. It's not MMA.
You can't watch them hunt your pet. This is so sick. So sick that they made this request. They were trying to explain to people that, like, the big cats, they want to eat the whole thing, fur and all. So, like, does anybody have that?
We can't just go out and buy the meat. We got to get the fur, too.
Why would you ask people for their pets? It's too personal. Why did you do that?
And this is social media?
This was a zoo in Denmark, and they put it out there on their Facebook page.
You realize.
Making this request.
As business is business across the globe. A meeting was held. Somebody said, go for it.
I know.
And then somebody had to make the post.
Put it on the internet. Surely there's somebody who's like, yeah.
Any ideas, guys? Our lions are starving. Any ideas around the room? Anybody? Anybody?
Why don't we ask people to donate their
Klaus.
Pets?
Yes, Klaus in the back. What is your suggestion?
Okay, hear me out.
Thanks, Klaus. Yeah. Denmark's Klaus.
Coming up with the big ideas.
I think he was probably, and then people could pay to watch. Huh? I'd be like, that's too
whoa,
far.
Whoa, Klaus.
That's take it, Klaus.
Let's take it down to a respectful notch.
Just ask for the pets.
Leave it open-ended so
that's
people have
how the meeting went down
questions.
In Denmark.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
My timing of my vacation could not have been planned better.
Oh.
And here's why. About 3 weeks ago, I'm in the parking lot of a local hardware store looking for I still can't find a light bulb for our range hood.
What? Where is this range hood from? Can you go to the retailer?
It's a foreign country, I'm sure. It would cost too much to fly there.
But hey, another trip.
So I'm trying to find the bulb that looks closest anyway. So I hear someone walking through the store saying, does anybody drive a Jeep? I went, what? Yes. Looks like a car's been hit in the parking lot. And I went, are they still here? She said, I think so. And I went outside and there was a woman. And just the angle at which she came into her parking space clipped the driver's side back quarter of my car. So like right around the wheel well.
Just like a little ding?
Bigger than a ding. Oh. Left a, like part of my car was white now, right? My Jeep's not white. So there was like paint transfer. It looked like it hurt her more than me, but clearly her fault. We exchange information. A couple days later, I get a lovely phone call from her insurance company. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, where do you want to go? And where we live on the northeast side of town, Bob Mickey Collision Center is in my neck of the woods.
Okay.
As is an Enterprise rent-a-car.
Huh, right there.
So the Friday before we went to Alaska, I dropped the Jeep off for work. I got my rental car, and then it just sat at my house for a week. It was the easiest way to do it.
Why did you even get a rental car?
Because I needed to get to work yesterday. I knew I needed the car for one day.
One day.
Well, I got to pick up the car yesterday, and I would just like to celebrate the joy of auto body painting.
Yeah.
You cannot. So I'm looking at the invoice. This was a 30-step process.
Woo!
To fix what was wrong, which included repairing some parts, replacing some parts, and repainting. But consider I've had that car for, what, seven years?
Yeah.
So that's been sun faded. So how do you
how do
have,
they match that?
Exactly.
Because you have the, yeah, like you said, sun fading.
That part of my car is new now. And they said something about, because they would take it all the way, they would repaint it kind of into the door. So it just naturally fades into the,
oh.
I know. So I don't know if Bob painted it or Mickey, but
one of the two,
or Chad by Service Tech.
Yeah,
but it good work, guys.
Because you can't even tell.
No, I dropped off the rental car, walked to Bob because they're that close.
Yeah,
I have to cross four lanes of traffic, but other than that, I was fine. And I see it in the parking lot. I'm like, oh, I'm clearly going to be able to know exactly where. No, you can't tell at all.
Really?
Yeah,
oh.
It's the joy of car painting.
Good so, work, you guys.
Mickey, Bob, thanks, guys. Whoever did it.
Bob, Mickey.
Looks great.
You guys are great. I also had a, well, slightly auto-related issue yesterday. As I drove back home at the end of my day, I tried to, you know, get into my house by opening the garage door.
As one does.
How I would enter my home. And I was like, oh, shoot, I must not hit the button right. Try it again. Waiting. There's a lot of butterflies outside. Nothing's happening.
You had time.
I had time.
Wow, look at the butterflies.
Just sitting out in my driveway because I can't get in. Like, what the heck is going on? So I take the thing off the visor and I'm clicking at it. I'm clicking at it. Nothing is happening. I can't get in. And I kind of panicked a little bit, but then I remembered my daughter was home. So she let me in. The garage door works if you hit the button on the inside. So there's something wrong with the remote.
Battery?
That's what I thought.
That's what I think.
But I immediately, you know, I got frustrated, called my husband, and he was playing golf, so he didn't care. He said, just call the repair place. Like, don't bother me, basically. I was like, okay.
The beer cart's here. I'm busy.
I am busy. I was like, I got to solve this myself. So I took it inside, and I cracked the thing open.
Yeah.
There's like a motherboard. Teeny tiny motherboard. And button things on the inside, and then the battery part.
Yes.
And I replaced the battery on the garage door. I am so independent.
Was it a, what are those, double A's, triple A's?
Oh, no, it was like one of those little round discs.
Oh, those coin batteries?
Yes, which I had one.
You had that at home?
I had a two-pack. Yeah.
It's like, they're either for hearing aids.
Yep.
Or I don't know what else. Right?
I don't remember what it was.
You happened to have a spare in the house.
That was the right size, and I popped it in there, and it was back and working. I could not believe that I did it myself, to be quite honest.
And you snapped everything back? Did you run outside and just open, close?
Uh-huh.
Open, close.
Uh-huh. You stopped it before it even made it all the way down. I am so handy.
Here's what you need to do. Is it that a clip-on?
Yeah.
That means that you could put a piece of rope around it and you could wear it around your neck like a gold medal. I want you to wear your garage door opener around your neck.
How
like
long
a
do
metal,
I get to wear it? Like
a week.
Okay, a week.
Till Friday.
Okay, when
how
you
how are you
see
wearing
me?
That at Jeep Night Thursday?
Check out my garage door opener. Any questions?
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Do you remember back in 2020 during the pandemic was also a U.S. Census?
Oh, yes, I remember this song.
Government only does a federal census every 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
However, cities can pay or buy a special census, and that is going down in Tiffin.
Hmm.
The question, how many Tiffinites are there?
How many?
Well,
we're going to find out.
Well, here's what we know. The 2020 census said 4,500, which was roughly double their population in 2010. So they are growing exponentially.
Wow.
The Tiffin City Utilities Department says based on water meters alone, their population currently in Tiffin is 7,000 people. We have almost doubled again in 5 years.
Whoa.
So census, Tiffin's going to cover the cost. And why do you do that? Because you can wait until 2030. But when you have an accurate population count, and as a community you go and apply for state and federal dollars for roads or a rec building or the library, if your population is bigger, it helps the formula, which dictates how much money's coming back.
Well, that makes a lot of sense then.
So as a resident, you're paying nothing. All you're asked for basically is your time. You're going to get a postcard in September. Follow the link. If that doesn't work, they're going to do door knocking, just like a good old census. That's the plan.
Yeah.
So Tiffin, right now, letting the world know, like, hey, they are one of the fastest growing communities in Iowa.
Totally.
Which is great. We've got, I think what put them on the map was that driving range.
Yeah. That right? was a big deal.
I believe there's a movie theater still planned to come. They're going to, that big furniture company out of Des Moines supposed to be opening on that business park.
Oh, yeah.
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 And you've just, North Liberty's exploding. Corville.
School right there.
I know. There's a school.
It's like.
And I think there's a Casey's.
You just drive
there's a
by
bank.
And it's like, look at all that.
Tiffin can't contain them. They're too big. I still remember when you and I and producer Ben went to the Iowa State Fair 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And based on proximity, our first stop was, you remember, it was the beer tent. Partially because we were looking at that year, we were looking for pickle beer. And then I also wanted to try the Iowa Brewers Guild beer. They do this every year.
Yeah.
And they're doing it again. So the Iowa Brewers Guild, which gets together with the Iowa Corn Growers Association, and then Choose Iowa, which is a kind of a destination tourism department of the state, always brew a special beer for the Iowa State Fair. This year, it is called Yield of Dreams.
Yield of Dreams?
Right. So yield as in the corn that goes into make the beer. 18 farmers from across Iowa, two per growing zone, donated bushels of corn to Confluence Brewing in Des Moines. And then that was the corn that went into the beer make Yield of Dreams. Right now, you can only get Yield if you go to the fair. So starting on the 7th to the 17th?
Mm-hmm.
But after the fair's over, it will be on local taps across Iowa.
Cool.
Including Lionbridge and Cedar Rapids and Field Day. In
Very
North Liberty.
Cool.
So, barkeep, pour me a glass of Yield of Dreams.
Oh,
you got to wait till after the 17th, but that's pretty cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah, as we all get ready for the Iowa State Fair coming up on Thursday. Wrapping up the buzz, Willis Dady receiving a $50,000 grant from Lowe's Hometowns Project. This grant could be used for repairs, making the Westminster House more ADA compliant. So, Willis Dady has a variety of facilities in Cedar Rapids to help with homelessness. The Westminster House is a house. And it's specifically designed for veterans.
Okay.
The problem is, if you are a veteran in a wheelchair, they can't get you in.
Ugh.
There are no ramps. It's stairs only.
We can't have that. Like,
that's why $50,000 is going to go into that house specifically. They're going to build a ramp.
Awesome.
They're going to get the laundry on the main level. They're redoing both of the kitchens, new appliances, a ton of other work as well. So primarily, Willis Dady, of course, impacting homelessness and trying to help throughout Cedar Rapids. But specifically, this particular building, the Westminster House, is designed for veterans in our area. So $50,000 going into repairs there. They just made that announcement a day or two ago. That's got us feeling. All right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze. With Claire.
Naked Gun 2 is out in theaters, and while we've seen a lot of chemistry on screen from Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson, it's got everybody kind of wondering, is that chemistry more? Because they're out promoting the movie, too, and in nearly every interview, they seem very hands-on with each other.
Are they both available?
They're both available.
Okay.
His wife, Natasha Richards, has passed away. She is no longer with any of her previous husbands. And, you know, age appropriate.
Tommy Lee okay with this?
Tommy Lee approves. But they've been doing a lot of interviews, and people have been asking them point blank, are you two an item? They just sat down with the Today Show the other day, and they're both like, oh, what? Liam Neeson's like, Craig. And Pamela Anderson goes, what? I don't understand the question. How do you not understand? Are you two dating? Is what he wants to know. They just said that, you know, they had never met before The Naked Gun. They met on set. They discovered that they had a lovely chemistry, and that chemistry is as two actors, and that's where it's at.
Do you buy it?
I do not. Because here's my evidence, okay? They shared a lip balm on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen.
Oh.
Yeah. You don't share lip balm with coworkers. I'm sorry. Eric and I don't share lip balm.
I don't share lip balm with my wife.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is serious. That's serious. That's a level of intimacy that not everybody's comfortable with.
We'll just take one glass of water. We only need one.
Only one.
Nah. And then Liam Neeson and his son Daniel supported Pam in the final performance of a play that she was in called Camino Real in Massachusetts over the weekend. They showed up for the last show.
That's saying something, right?
Yeah.
If you got to travel and book a hotel and go see a play no one's heard of.
In Massachusetts.
Of all places, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts?
Yes.
Come on. It's serious. Like, yeah. Okay. I'm nothing official from the two of them, but they're dating.
We need the Massachusetts Z-Sleaze department.
Yes.
To clue us in, like, did they go out for lobster after?
Yeah.
I want to know.
Massachusetts Sleaze.
That was a wicked hard performance in Massachusetts. Pam, wicked hard, Pam.
I'm going to have to wait for my other sources to get back to me. Okay, we are coming up on the end of summer. I mean, mm-hmm. August, we're seeing back to school stuff everywhere. It's like, you know, we're wrapping up
we
the party
about
here.
A good 2 weeks.
A couple of weeks
I
here.
I mean, you know. According to the calendar, it goes into September, but we know. Back to school is the end of summer.
It really is. Once the kids go back to school, it's all over. And it's really high time we decided what the song of summer is. But here in 2025, it's not really apparent. CNN, of all places, has a story about the song of summer. Did a little digging.
Okay.
And in their opinion, it's because all of the songs that we have right now are kind of downers. The number one song on the Billboard Hot 100 chart right now is Alex Warren's Ordinary, which is a nice song.
To me, they're not downer as much as like, it's a great song, but I would describe it as wallpaper. It's always there.
You could study and listen to that song.
You could.
Yeah.
It doesn't distract me, but I also don't hate it when I hear it.
No.
Right?
It's a nice song, but you're right. It doesn't.
It's kind of ever present.
I wouldn't be throwing a party and be like, put on Ordinary by Alex Warren.
Kegs in the back. Yeah, it doesn't. You're right.
And usually we can count on Morgan Wallen for something like that. But this year, not so much. Again, great song. Love it.
These are about the same tempo.
And then Justin Bieber entered the chat late, but still everything is kind of stripped down on his new album. It's sparse, just guitars.
I think he would have released this about 2 months ago. He would be higher up in that conversation.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. But everything's just kind of like, it's
but like the Sabrina Carpenter didn't explode.
Yeah.
There's nothing new from Chapel Roan right now.
No, which is kind of a problem. And actually, Chapel Roan might not have any new music for us for some time. We'll get into that. But I have to tell you about the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Oh, yeah. What's going on? Because you were actually working your way into Eric's Ag Corner.
All right. I need to borrow your stumps from Eric's Ag Corner because we've got to talk about wolves. There's a wolf problem in the United States livestock farms.
Okay.
Cattle are getting attacked by wolves left and right. In Oregon, in a 20-day period, 11 cows killed by wolves.
You don't hear much about the Oregon wolf population.
No, you don't. But I'm telling you now, okay? In Z-Sleaze. Why?
Especially because we're in Iowa.
Why in Z-Sleaze?
Tell me more.
Well, because the U.S. Department of Agriculture is using drones and thermal cameras to find the wolves in the darkness, and they are trying to use a process called wolf hazing.
How do you haze a wolf?
You play loud noises at them, like AC/DC's Thunderstruck.
Doesn't it just make them want to howl?
Ow!
Ow!
No, it scares them away. It scares them away. They're using Adam Driver and Scarlett Johansson. There's a scene in their movie Marriage Story.
I remember that. That was a hard movie to watch.
They have a terrible fight.
And they just run the audio above the wolf pack.
Yep. So if you're out in Oregon, you might just hear Adam Driver and Scarlett Johansson just going at
it. Boy, that couple's ticked off at each other.
They are angry.
And it breaks up the pack?
Yeah, and then the wolves don't attack. So after another 85 days, they only had 2 cows that were killed by those wolves because of the Adam Driver and Scarlett Johansson.
Do you have any comment from either Adam Driver or Scarlett Johansson on the story?
Do not. Okay. At this time, no comment. But I'm sure they pleased his punch that they are involved.
Saving cows one at a time.
Woo! That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
You know, as plugged in as we try to be at the Morning Scramble, there's a great, big, beautiful world around us that we just don't have time to get to. And we're starting to discover it by way of all of the area podcasts.
Yeah, we have started our very own podcast tour. We have our own podcast, and there's lots of local podcasts in the area. And we've been popping up on as many as we can.
Big shout out to the Groove Life podcast. This got us going. I was at a performance at Theater Cedar Rapids. Ran into Shane Lumsford.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, why don't you on our podcast? I'm like, no one's ever asked that before. Let me see what that takes.
I don't know. We've never done one.
And then, bam, we're like, okay, we did that. And, like, I know Nate Kading does one for the Quarter Business Journal. We got on that one. And then all of a sudden, we started booking all of these podcasts, and we've turned into the Morning Scramble podcast tour.
We have created kind of a tour t-shirt, which is available at KZIA.com, the Morning Scramble page. The first thing you see is the podcast slider. We've got a big, long list of podcasts we have popped up on. Our most recent one is Think Fresh, a de novo marketing podcast.
I felt maybe one of the most comfortable ones. We got to talk the business we're in.
Yeah.
We talked a lot about advertising and radio and marketing.
And cereal.
And then we ended with a big old conversation about cereal, which I know a lot about.
A lot. I know a lot about cereal,
as a consumer.
My time of day, cereal time.
So those are currently available for clicking. After that, today we will be hanging out with our friends in North Liberty on the 52317 podcast. We've got that recording coming up. Then we've got Whiskey and Real Estate. I think we're recording that Wednesday evening, right?
Yeah, yeah. And there's supposed to be a brand new episode of the Deck Diaries podcast that we will be featured in this week. Drops tomorrow.
Deck Diaries won a couple of pieces of hardware from the Iowa Podcast Awards just last year.
So excited to hear that conversation because it's also, again, another different version of the Morning Scramble that you maybe haven't heard.
Got to take the varnish off a little bit on that
one. A little
bit. That one's a little bit more
raw. A little
more raw. Check them out. What's already up there? What's coming soon? Deck Diaries, the next one to drop. Follow along. Listen along. It's the Morning Scramble podcast tour. You can get to that list set up concert t-shirt style at KZIA.com. Just click on the Morning Scramble page.
Is it here yet? Is it on yet? Is it here?
Since kids don't come with instructions, we're here to help. It's Mom Traversy on Z102.9.
Claire, this one is all your fault.
I did this. I just did this at our family getaway last week. We were all staying at the exact same cabin, and we needed the kids to kind of simmer down a little bit. So me being the oldest of my siblings, I'm like, you guys, I got this. We're going to have kids movie night. Grandma, pop some popcorn. Little boys, nephews, sit down. You're going to watch a movie. How about this one is called Leo, and I thought it'd be perfect because it has the voice of Adam Sandler. There's some jokes in there that are more for adults, so the whole family could sit together and watch this movie. Little did I know that this movie so good that it kind of got implanted into the brains of these little boys. They wanted to watch it then every single day. Multiple times a day while we are on this trip.
Now you say so good because it is actually that good, or it's just, are they at an age where you just kind of lock into something?
They are at the age where they lock into something. It's fine. It's a decent movie. It's got some moments, but there's singing in it. And, you know, anytime there's a movie that has a little bit of song, it gets repetitive.
Well, at that age, too, it's like it's colors and it's action mm-hmm. and it's music and it's, you know, that brain is just soaking everything up.
Ugh.
And then it wants pattern. It wants familiarity.
Yeah.
Listen, I sound like a child psychologist.
Listen to you.
I know. But then how many times do you think in the course of your vacation you actually watched or it was at least on in the background?
I don't know if
all
that was
the time
on Monday or Tuesday. It feels like I did it on Monday. I think I probably did it on a Tuesday. But then we were watching it multiple times a day, too. So, I mean, it really stacked up. They wanted to watch it a lot.
So that is our topic for Momtroversy. Just to show everybody's in the same boat, this is us grabbing a cup of coffee and all like, oh, you think that one's bad? We had this going on at my house for years and years and years. Those are the stories we're after today.
And usually it's kind of a certain age, but the more I think, I'm like, it can be any age, really.
So our question for you, if I have to watch blank one more time, I'm going to lose my mind. What is that for you? That's our Momtroversy question.
K-pop Demon Hunters on Netflix.
I was just going to say that. Same, girl, same.
What age group are we talking about?
I have a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old, and they love it.
How many times do you think that they might have watched it?
At least a good 100 to 200 since it came out.
Okay, they're obsessed.
I like that random estimation, but it's probably pretty darn accurate.
And if they're not watching it on the screen, they're like listening to it. They're streaming the music, right?
Yes.
It's everywhere.
Do you find that even like one good view, it's okay, but it's the fact that it's just on repeat, that's what's driving you crazy?
Yep.
Because it's popular for a reason, right? It must be at least a worthwhile thing.
They're catchy.
They're catchy. Yeah, that's the whole, I think they're designed to be so.
It's a catchy song. It's the song.
Just get stuck in there.
It got your kids.
All right, thanks for calling in to Momtroversy.
Thanks.
Good luck. We're there with you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Helping raise your kids the Scramble way. This week's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
Kind of stepped into it over vacation with my nephews. They're all young little boys, 5 under 5. And so I thought I came up with the perfect idea to simmer everybody down and get everybody ready for bedtime. We do a big family movie night.
That sounds exciting.
It's fun. They had had a day of sunshine and pool and swimming and hiking. And so they just needed to kind of calm down for bed. So we threw on a movie and I was like, you guys are going to love Leo on Netflix. It's Adam Sandler plays a lizard and he's the class pet. And it's all about his interaction with all these different kids.
Is it pretty Sandler? I've not seen it. Is it very Sandler-y?
It's heartwarming. It's touching, but it's got funny points in it too.
Is there music in it?
They're singing.
Okay.
It's got everything. And I thought, you know, with the Sandler-esque qualities in there, the Bill Burr is a turtle in the cage as well. We might have some moments of humor for the adults too.
A lot of movie studios have figured out that perfect formula.
Yeah.
It's designed for kids, but we realize adults are in the room at the same time.
You got to play to the larger audience,
yes.
Right?
Do you think the studios also realize that they're making a product that is going to be consumed by the hour because they want kids coming back to it over and over and over and over again?
And I don't know what it is about that thing because they latched onto it. Maybe it was the music. Maybe it was the bright colors. Maybe it was the humor. But the kids loved it, and they wanted to watch it multiple times a day, every day while we were on vacation.
Were there opportunities on vacation where you were trying to get the kids to do something outside or go do an activity, and no, we had to watch the movie?
Yes. We're going to the park. Let's go.
We're going to watch Leo.
No, I want to stay here and watch Lilo.
Well, we've all been in that world. Me from an uncle standpoint as well. If you have to watch blank one more time, you're going to lose your mind. That's our question for Momtroversy. You can call and join the conversation at 200-1029. Are you calling for Momtroversy?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. What's going on in your household? What is the show that you wish never existed?
All right. So an argument over what we were going to watch on TV one night turned into my 15-year-old showing my 4-year-old Penguins of Madagascar. So I feel like I've been watching it for an entire decade now, and it just stays on repeat.
So they pass it down from one kid to the next?
Yes.
Now, did the 15-year-old know what they were doing, that they were going to hook this little one on that show, or was that just an unfortunate coincidence?
I don't think he knew he was going to be hooked on it, but... so my youngest doesn't call it Penguins of Madagascar either. He calls it Dave. Octopus's name. It's in the show, so.
Well, it's adorable and annoying at the exact same time, right?
If we don't have that show on, it's not a good start to the day.
Not a good start to the day.
I feel like you're trapped in some sort of curse. Well, you're never going to escape this show, right?
It's like Groundhog Day every day.
Yes,
in my house.
We're all in the same boat. Thanks for playing along.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yep. Have a good day, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.